Well, staying in Washington, where I am today, next week the Senate Judiciary Committee is going to hold a hearing on a constitutional amendment that would give Congress clearer authority to regulate political spending. Now, it doesn't have much chance of passing, but the fact that it's being discussed reflects the recent Supreme Court decisions, including Citizens United, that have changed the landscape for campaign finance. The latest high court ruling struck down a decades-old cap on the total amount of money that an individual can give to a federal candidate over a two-year election cycle. Joining us now is Mickey Edwards, former Republican congressman from Oklahoma. He represented the 5th District from 1977 to 1993, and his latest book is The Parties Versus the People, How to Turn Republicans and Democrats into Americans. Mickey Edwards, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, what do you think about this idea of an amendment? As we said, it doesn't have a lot of chance of going anywhere, but what do you make of it?
Well, you know, I'm in favor of whatever the Congress can do to step in and say that the idea that we equate corporations with persons or in other ways open up this system where a few super rich people can dominate the political system, that has to be changed. Does it require a constitutional amendment? I don't think so. I think it would be possible to craft legislation, you know, that would change the ball game.
But that would withstand a court challenge?
Well, I think it could be done. You know, nobody's come up with the words yet. And so a constitutional amendment, you know, I suppose is one way to do it. Really hard to get a constitutional amendment passed.
Right.
So, you know, I would look for other options as well for the Congress to assert itself.
Why do you think nothing has been done since Citizens United?
Well, you know, part of it is that some of the people who are, you know, getting elected are benefiting from the system. They are, for example, some of the people in the Senate who are there now very prominently received a lot of money for their campaigns and won their elections largely as a result of this influx of large amounts of money from a few rich people. And so their incentive is not to change that system.
Well, and it brings up the question of whether members of Congress in particular have to spend far too much time fundraising for re-election. If they're spending every hour of every day fundraising, of course they're going to want to keep any limits off the table.
Yeah, well, members of Congress don't spend every hour of every day fundraising.
What would you say at this point, though?
They do a lot of other stuff as well, but there is a lot of pressure on members to not only raise, you know, a great deal of money for their own elections, which are very expensive now, but they also, in both parties, are required by the party leadership to raise money for the party itself. And so they do spend a lot of time, whether they're doing it themselves through calls or they're doing it through people who they've hired to fundraise for them. There is a lot of effort being put into raising money, much more than used to be the case.
Is there any way to change that? Or is that just we're on a track now and it's going to be ever more expensive to run for office and you're going to have to spend ever more time fundraising?
Well, you know, it is more expensive. Media is very expensive. In a U.S. House race, you can always, you know, have door-to-door campaigning. You can have, you know, neighborhood town meeting kinds of campaigns, and that could work at a U.S. House level, but it doesn't really work at a statewide level very, very much. And campaigns are extremely expensive. So there's not a problem with people putting money into election campaigns. The problem is with skewing it so that a few very wealthy people have undue influence.
David Frum, the former Bush speechwriter and senior editor at The Atlantic, has tied fundraising to what he sees as a lack of control that John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, has over his caucus. He was on Real Time with Bill Maher last week. Let's take a listen to what he said.
We have made it difficult to exert leadership in Congress. He doesn't have the tools. He doesn't. A generation ago, congressional leaders controlled money. They controlled committee assignments. They had instrumentalities. The old campaign finance system, for all of its many faults, put power. I mean, Sam Rayburn wrote the checks for the members of Congress and the Democratic Party who wanted to run. Now they all raise their own money.
What do you make of that, Mickey Edwards?
Well, I don't have any problem with what David Frum is saying in terms of what he would like to see. But it's not true that the party gave you all the money in the past. And I'm not sure that what we want is for a few party leaders pushing a partisan agenda to be able to have that kind of pressure over the individual members who are supposed to be representing their constituents and voting their own conscience. So, you know, I think what David is suggesting would take one evil and replace it with another. another evil. Which...
But could you imagine when you were in Congress having a caucus of the party being so defiant in the face of the leadership on many issues?
Well, I don't know about on many issues, but it had, you know, you could ask Bob Michael, who was the Republican leader then, who was essentially pushed out by Newt Gingrich. You know, that happened then, too. There were very senior people in the Democratic Party who were pushed aside by the caucus. And so this is not new.
Mickey Edwards, former Republican congressman from Oklahoma. His latest book is The Parties Versus the People, How to Turn Republicans and Democrats into Americans. Mickey, do you miss being in Congress at all?
Yeah, I miss the Congress that I was in when I was there, and people got along with each other regardless of party affiliation. I don't know that it would be a very pleasant place to serve right now.
Mickey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is Here and Now.